Who's hungry, baby? Episode 78 of the Rags and Dishes podcast. Grateful to be here. Grateful to be alive. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, man?
I got to roll a blunt, so.
You need me to vamp?
I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy D-Cut. I'm here to vamp for Max while he tries to roll a blunt.
Did you say vamp? What is vamp? What is that? Vamp?
Yeah, it's like a term. It means like to like eat up airtime while somebody else does something.
I've never heard
like
that
if
before.
Like yeah, it's like if you had to look something up, it's like okay, I'll vamp for a bit. You know, Max is learning things. I'm schooling him every day out here in these streets.
Hey, growth is a process.
Is this our first time recording in the new digs, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Should we tell the people about it?
Yeah, I got my own apartment.
Look at this.
We're technically not in the new studio, but the new studio is being built, so we're just like surrounded by a bunch of my shit right now in the living room.
This is a ground up enterprise here. We're building a studio for y'all.
Yeah.
That's how successful we've been.
I mean, hey, not going to gloat.
Yeah, I'll do it for us as part of my vamping.
Thank you.
So how's it go? All right, he's got the weed in the blunt, people. We're making progress here.
Less than 2 minutes, we're done.
Let's
here.
Go.
Just tucking and rolling here.
So, dude, what's it like being on your own here? This is a bad job vamping because I'm engaging you in conversation, which is the one thing I shouldn't be doing.
Dude, it's great living alone.
Yeah.
I feel like more of an adult.
Yeah, you got a bed frame now. That's big.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, when I first moved in, the first 2 weeks were kind of tough because a lot of my shit was broken.
I needed a new bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
And it was depressing for maybe like a week.
Yeah.
Because nothing wasn't together. Yeah. I had more plants, even though it's still kind of a mess in here. Now I have a new queen bed and a frame. So like,
let's go. You hear that, ladies?
I'll tell you one thing. The sleeping is dope. My sleep schedule is like, psh.
You're killing
it. I'm a well-rested human being.
Well, that's good. Proud of you for that.
Shout out Lucid Mattresses. No free ads, but fuck it. They killed
Lucid?
It. That's what it's called.
Wow. Is this one of the ones that came in a box?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like supposed to be like, they're like a company that sells like dope, but like affordable mattresses.
Yeah. It's like, there's like a lot of them.
Bro, the mattress game is absurd.
You got Casper, you got Lisa.
They got like $3,000 mattresses out there.
Damn. You went shopping?
I looked around.
Yeah. Did you get any, try a few pumps, test them out, see if any of them have good grip for your knees?
I actually didn't. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go with this one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. Episode 78. The New York Knicks, is it over? Did they win? Is it?
The game was yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but like, is the series over now?
No, like, there was, they weren't a play-in team, my guy.
No. What I'm saying is, because the Knicks won game one, is that series done? Are the Knicks going to win it all?
Knicks in 3.5, dude. It's done.
I mean, like, come on. They're not losing in the Garden. I mean, I guess they could, but.
They're the Knicks. Calm down. Yeah, they lose everywhere.
This is true.
Dude, how about them Celtics, though, dude?
Whatever, bro. They're playing a team that shouldn't even be in the fucking playoffs.
They got embarrassed. Although, dude, you know, I mean.
The NBA, dude, like, the NBA doesn't matter until the conference finals because there's only, like, 6 legit good teams in the NBA.
I don't know. Like, I feel like this year there's a lot of teams that I could see them winning the
there
finals. Let me ask you. All right. Let me go one at a time.
Yeah.
All right. Can you see these teams winning the finals? The Bucks.
Yes.
The Celtics.
Yes.
The Nuggets.
No.
You cannot see the number one team in the West?
No.
Okay. The Warriors.
I mean, like, I want to say no, but, like, you can't count them out. So, yes.
The Lakers.
Same.
The Sixers?
No.
The Suns. There's kind of a lot of teams you can see.
Okay, so I'll say yes to the Suns, but no. I'm gonna say no to the Suns.
Wait, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
The Suns.
To hate on D Books, but you got two chokers on that team. They're not winning it.
What the fuck? You know, I'm not asking.
They're not winning it,
dude. I'm not asking you. Are they winning? I'm saying, could you envision a scenario in which?
No.
Then you're stupid. You're being obtuse.
You say so, but superstition, whatever. Way she goes.
You can't even envision a scenario where one of the best teams of the West does what they're supposed to do.
Not this year. I mean, I guess if they got like a true winner on the team, yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
That you don't think they have a true winner on the team. What the fuck is a true winner?
Like an example of one?
Like Obi Toppin, is that?
No.
Who the fuck is a true winner?
Tony Parker.
Shut the
true
fuck.
True winner. Derek Jeter.
Euro trash.
True winner.
Wow.
Sidney Crosby, as much as I hate him, true winner.
Pick lighter skin tones.
What, you want to go black?
Why are they true winners, huh?
Wait, I don't think Ichiro Suzuki ever won, right? Why are they true winners? They just have, like, clutch is a gene.
Yeah, you know Kevin Durant has it.
No, he doesn't.
How? What?
He's never won it by himself.
Who does? He had to join a stupid asinine thing.
Stop. He had to join.
Who wins it by themselves?
What was their record? 73-9?
You're asinine, dude.
How about Dirk Nowitzki? That's who wins it by themselves.
He did not. They had a great team, dude.
They did not have a super team.
They had multiple Hall of Famers.
That were like at the end of their career. Are you talking about Jason Kidd? Was that?
Yeah, one of the greatest point guards of all time.
Yeah, but he wasn't when they won.
Welcome back to the Rags and Dishes podcast, the food podcast.
He was not an elite player when they won. It was Jason Terry was like the second best player on that team.
Dude, they had fucking Sean Marion, Tyson Chandler. Like they had a great team.
All at the end of their careers.
Dude, I think... Well, also, that's a completely different NBA where there was not as much skill. Like, Tyson Chandler couldn't play.
Again. Anyway, the Suns not winning at all.
You're just doing your job of riling me up by being obtuse because that's an asinine thing to say that you couldn't see the Suns winning the finals.
And don't They're ask one questions. Of the favorites. Don't ask like, questions you don't want the answers to. Okay, bud.
You're just being ridiculous, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just true, though. Like, as long as I've been alive... The 8 seed and occasionally the 7 seed of the NBA, East and West, have an under 500 record. And it's like, dude, you know, sorry, you might be the 8th best team, but you don't deserve to be in this. That's why the Celtics are going to slaughter the fucking Hawks.
Yeah, they are slaughtering the Hawks as we speak.
Are they playing today?
No. But being up one game to none, having won by being up by 30.
Anyway, I don't know. I guess we should talk about the industry a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I don't even want to go down the fucking New York Rangers road because I bought a Stanley Cup ticket.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Don't tell my mom. It's already worth $300 more than when I bought it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it as a stock. If it becomes worth over $5,000, I'm going to have to sell it and not go to the game.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea.
Anyway, I have an interesting story to tell, I guess.
Do it.
To like break the ice a little bit. Been bartending at the pizza place, you know. We had a very interesting first customer on Friday.
Yeah.
Or, well, not customer, I guess first human we interacted with.
Yeah.
So where I work, you know, what did they get to 90 this fucking weekend or something?
It was quite warm.
We haven't opened the outside really until this week. You know what I mean? Cause it's been nice.
Oh boy.
And when you add outside, we're adding it's like 3 or 4 tables, something like that. Like an extra like 10 to 12 people that can be eating at the restaurant. So obviously it's going to be busier, more drinks, more customers, whatever. Anyway, the first person, we like literally open the door, open the window. It's all 5 o'clock, service starts. And this woman, oh my God, it was so fucking, it's just like one of those moments where you're just like, this is unreal. This is how my shift is fucking starting right now. Sorry, I got to hit that Tonka real quick. So she sits down, doesn't even look back into the restaurant, looks at it that way. And she has a Sierra Nevada in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Half drinking Sierra Nevada.
So she walked in with a beer in her hand?
Well, technically she didn't walk in. She sat down.
Okay.
Outside. Yeah. Bad sign.
Yeah. Like, wow, this beer is really taking a lot out of me. I need to take a breather.
Well, it's really funny because, like, not to be, like, I don't know what you would call it, prejudice, but, like...
Here it comes, y'all.
You see someone walking...
Start recording.
You see someone walking down the street drinking, like, a 36-ounce Busch Light. You're like, okay, this guy's a fucking problem.
This is where I thought you were going to go with this.
Most people that you see drinking a Sierra Nevada, you're not like, oh, shit, it's a threat.
You're thinking it's a hipster. I'm assuming is this daytime, broad daylight? This is when you just open?
5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Well, 5 o'clock isn't too early to be drinking, I guess.
Yeah,
it's not in public, it's another thing.
Well, I don't know what the fine is up here for drinking in public, but there is a fine. She's not looking at us. I'm okay. She's not looking at us. She's looking away. And our waitress walks up to her to be like, you know, to engage.
What's good?
And she goes like,
I'll be your waitress today. Hi. My name's Renz. I'll be your waitress.
I want to be a waitress. And she's like, hey, how's it going? And immediately the woman just tweaks like as if she was like getting
startled.
Like it was more than startled.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was scary. From watching it happen from the bar, I was like,
so she jumped a mile like she was terrified?
Yeah, it was gnarly. And basically, you know, like we don't, even if it's like a Gatorade, we don't really let like outside food or beverage in. You're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like.
No, that's normal.
I don't know if it's the law or it's
maybe
food.
Like you could let in like a baby with like a little sippy cup.
It's like a code or some shit, health code or I don't know. I don't fucking care. Can't do it. Can't come bring a fucking beer into the bar. And
yeah, if you're not a BYOB.
Yes. Then in that case, you can. So like they try to reason with her, you know, like they're nice. They're like, hey, like can't be bringing that in here. And she's like, I have two sips left. I want to buy a beer here, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, that's cool. But like this can't happen. Like if you want to go finish your beer down the street and like walk back without it, we can restart this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like on a technicality.
And she starts bugging the fuck out. She's like, I forgot what she fucking said. She's like, fuck you. Kara, our other floor person, is in like a stripe, like a very similar shirt to this woman. Like they're both wearing striped shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara's like, you know, you can't bring outside beverages into an establishment like that. And she's just like, why? Because we're wearing the same fucking shirt, you bitch. And at this point, it was like she got up and it got real scary for a second because it was like she was going to throw this bottle of beer at us. Ooh. Or something. And then she goes, fuck you, I'm going to bomb this whole city.
Oh, my God.
Walks down the street and then right in front of Bolt smashes her beer on the ground and keeps walking. It was crazy, bro.
That's nuts. That's unhinged.
When she went, I'm going to bomb the whole city, yo, this is crazy.
It's a person going through it.
Yeah, so that literally started our shift on Friday. That was the first thing that happened before anything else.
Nice. That set the tone for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a great shift after that where nobody was speculating wildly as to what the fuck was going on there.
It was a rough shift, but.
Tell us about it.
Just nuts. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't have any standout. That was the standout moment. I was just saying it was just wicked busy.
What cocktails do you guys have on the menu there currently? Do you have like a little cocktail menu that has like 8 cocktails that are like your house cocktails? You know?
Yeah.
Like? What do you got? I'm curious.
Figadini margarita.
Okay.
A ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Paper phoenix.
Is that like a paper plane?
Well, I mean, they named all these. These aren't like household name drinks.
Paper phoenix, I'm assuming, is like a paper plane or something.
It's mezcal, hot honey, Aperol, lime.
Damn.
Yeah.
I forget what's in a paper plane, so can't really.
Pride of Providence, gin, lemon, elderflower.
Peter Manfredo Jr.
Carrot in the rye, rye whiskey, carrot shrub.
That's fun.
Carrot ginger shrub. Is it carrot ginger shrub? I should know. and then the rum drink is like a strawberry jalapeno rum ginger beer thing.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah, they're cool.
Which one's the most popular right now?
Probably Pride of, I feel like Pride of Providence is always the most popular because it's like definitely the most sexy looking drink.
How's it sexy? What kind of glass does it come in?
Comes in a coupe and it has like a hibiscus cordial that drops to the bottom. So the bottom of the drink is like purpley red and then the top is like clear but kind of like cloudy lemony because there's lemon juice in it.
Wow. Yeah, it's a good so it's drink. Like a fuchsia sunset.
Ooh, yeah. People lovely. Fuck with that one. But I'd say it just, I wouldn't say there's like any trend to it. You know what I mean? Like one week it'll just be all margaritas. The next week it'll just be all martinis. The next week it'll be all Negronis, whatever.
Do you make like a lot? What are your most popular off menu cocktails like martinis and Negronis?
Yeah.
Pretty much just those?
Yeah, vodka sodas, shit like that.
Yeah, of course.
How about we talk about like the ones I hate the most?
Yeah, can I hear about it?
I hate making old fashions.
Yeah, tell me why. How do you make them, first of all? Walk us through it.
Whatever whiskey you pick.
Mm-hmm.
We do like,
that's what you start with?
Huh? What do you mean?
I'm just curious.
I honestly, well, it depends. The
usually you might put
it depends,
like the
bitters. It depends the scenario of.
Are you muddling? Do you muddle an old fashioned when you make it?
I don't.
Okay.
What would you muddle?
Well, you can either make it with like a sugar cube or like simple syrup instead.
Okay, so
and I think the traditional way is like you put a cube in the bottom and then you soak the cube in the bitters. Like you pretty much hit it with the bitters and it soaks into the cube. And then you might throw your cherry in there, like some cherry in there.
Okay.
And then mash that cube up, like muddle that up.
So
and then add like rocks, whiskey, quick stir.
Ours is a little different. Orange. I mean, order wise depends on how busy I am. you know what I'm saying? And where I'm at. Like I might just start pouring a drink. But it's whiskey, simple syrup, splash of water.
Mm-hmm.
A lemon, no, not lemon.
Orange.
Oh, man, my brain is off. Yeah, an orange slice. I squeeze the juice of like the orange into it.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then some of the maraschino cherry juice goes in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pour that over rocks. Stir and pour it over rocks with an orange slice and a cherry.
Nice.
Yeah.
Some Luxardo.
It's just annoying. I don't, it's just too, it's not.
Too many steps and it's too popular.
Yeah.
Like when it's a martini, it's like sick. I'm putting two ingredients. Maybe three
martinis.
And shaking the shit out.
Well, our coupes are larger than a normal bar's coupe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So a normal bar, I think, usually uses like a 4.5 ounce coupe. Mm-hmm. Ours are six.
Ooh.
So like our cocktails are expensive.
Yeah.
But like you're buying,
you fill that coupe.
Yeah, well, coupe? I mean, like you know, I try.
Nice,
especially if they're at the bar. Sometimes I'll make the drink and then like hit, like plate, give it to them, and then hit them with the, like the leftovers that are like still on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
To, like really tip it off, but then I won't spill it.
So what else do you hate making? Anything else besides old fashions?
That's number one, no doubt.
I feel like you probably hate the people that order them too.
I don't know. No, I don't.
You sure? You like to make enemies.
I don't think, yes, I do. And I would be honest with you, but I don't think there's like a type. I don't think like someone walks in like, oh, this guy's getting an old fashioned.
They're not exactly just a hipster cocktail anymore. It's like.
I would say like a Manhattan I can call, someone's going to get a Manhattan, but a Manhattan doesn't annoy me as much.
Manhattans are also gross.
I mean, I don't really like whiskey, but.
They're kind of gross.
Fucking with some new Manhattan concoctions.
So ooh, you want to tell the people?
I don't know why, but I think it's just because of the name. So just like, I got to make a cool type of Manhattan.
So you've been in the lab with a pen and a pad?
Yeah, I've been in the lab with a pen and a pad.
Trying to pop a Manhattan off? Tell us about it. What are you thinking? What are you cooking?
Hell nah. I ain't dropping that knowledge over the airwaves, bro.
Shit.
Lock that up.
Damn.
Lock that shit up for the knowledge. Rags to Dishes pop up or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, I guess you're making the signature cocktail now.
Yeah. I'm not gonna drop the date of the pop up yet, because even though it's locked in, I don't wanna lock it in.
Yeah, do we even tell them that we're doing another pop up yet?
No. And I don't want, well, I've hinted at it.
I guess we're hinting at it pretty heavily right now.
But yeah, we're doing another pop up.
Yo.
I'm not even going to hit one of these buttons. Yeah. That's it, though. That's all you get to know.
Yeah. We don't even have a venue yet.
Yeah, we have nothing planned. Except it sounds like there's going to be Manhattans, though.
Yeah. Ugh, not if I have anything to say about it. Nah. Miss me with that.
So the Knicks are going to win.
They're going to win what? Their series with Cleveland? Yeah, I guess.
Yes. You think so?
I hope so. I mean, they still home court.
Yes, but do you think so? No bias. Do you honestly think so? Just like a basketball mind thinking about this shit.
That's a tough call because, like, I think
Don Mitch is him?
Yeah. I mean, no, Mitchell is dope, but, like, Cleveland's great defensively, you know, in the backcourt. But in the front court, I think they're vulnerable. And you got Brunson and shit. So
Brunson.
Yeah, dude.
He's a beast.
Listen, I've made fun of the Brunson signing. Of course, I will apologize to Jalen Brunson.
The smile on my face right now.
And I'll apologize to Knicks Nation for making fun of that signing. But I will say that it is still funny to me because it's like the Knicks every year will be like, we're getting KD. We're getting Kyrie. Zion's coming. We're getting Zion. And then they're like, we got Jalen Brunson. Let's go. And you're like, what happened to your big plans, my guy? Let me guess. KD is not a true winner. So you don't want him. You'd give anything to have KD tomorrow, bro.
No, I don't want him.
You would win the finals if you had KD on that team.
I would not want
him. Yeah, they would. You put KD on that Knicks team.
Overtime! What the fuck, baby? New York is fucking back!
Knicks are here, baby! The Knicks are fucking here!
You better know it.
Let's go. We're taking it all the way!
We have De Blasio!
It's so sick. Knicks fans are so gnarly, bro.
This is, It's
when's the last time the Knicks have made the playoffs? 2013?
Not yet. They were making it all the time in the Melo era.
Shit, man.
Yeah, it's great. Go Knicks. Celtics, I don't even need to say go Celtics because they're going to win. I mean, I'm going to the game on Tuesday.
All right, what else we got to talk about here?
So the Lakers are losing by 6 at halftime. What else you want to talk about?
I mean, the Lakers don't really deserve to be in the playoffs. I mean, they did make the run, so they do. But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, good team. But, so, I watched this video today. Get this.
Yeah.
It actually wasn't really video. It was just audio, but it was on YouTube. And it was raw audio of Lil Uzi Vert in the studio recording EXO Tour Life.
Okay.
Fire, dude. It was nuts. Like, dude, so he goes in the studio.
You love Lil Uzi Vert.
He's sick, dude. Like, I think Lil Uzi Vert, it's like, he's more than a rapper. He's a musician, dog. He's like, I think he's sick at, like, hooks and melody and type shit. And this video was like that. Like, he's like, you can barely hear the beat in the background because it's like you can hear, like, it coming from his headphones. So he's listening to, and also, the beat to EXO Tour Life is savage. It's a sick beat. And it's playing, and he's like, just it reminded me of watching Get Back with the Beatles documentary.
Now I have to listen to it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put on EXO Tour Life right now. I guess we should let the listeners know in case they don't know the song.
Yeah, I mean, keep talking though. I got this.
So it reminded me of the Beatles documentary Get Back. If any of the listeners have seen it, when obviously it's sick, but they show Paul McCartney fucking coming up with the song Get Back, and he's just like sitting there with that like famous bass of his. Oh, here comes the vibes, dog. Here comes the vibes. So he's like So Paul McCartney in the Get Back documentary, you know, he's just like strumming on that bass and he's just like something dun 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 dun, 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 dun and he's just it, or like he's just coming up with the melody,
yeah,
like and just scat singing, like just like blah blah yeah da yeah, like and like experimenting with different lyrics, and it's like
he's super like sick. He's toning out.
It's dope watching him come up with it, and then he's like coming up with the lyrics. Ayo. So it's essentially that.
Wait, give me a second here.
I just want to.
Okay.
So, dude, the way he makes this, first of all, the whole video, he makes the song in like 32 wow. minutes. And so, like, the beat's playing. And in the beginning, he's just like McCartney, he's just like, like, dude, he's the first thing he would say, he was trying to come up with the hook, like yeah. With the chorus. And he's like, the first thing he kept on saying is he was like, had to put some shooters on my payroll. Had to put some shooters on my payroll. And it was like, he's just doing shit like that, where he's just like experimenting with like, what do I want to do? And then all of a sudden he just comes with, he's like, oh, my friends are dead. Push me in the air. And then he's like, all right, go to that. That's the one. Go back and re-record it. And then it's like he records the song like one piece at a time. Like the as soon as he comes up with like, all my friends are dead, push me to the edge. He's like, dude, I want to do that. Okay, like, remember that. And then he comes up with like, I don't really care if you cry. And then he's like, all right, sick. And then he does the I don't really care if you cry. And they record it. And then the I don't care if you cry is part of the song. And he's listening back to it. And then as soon as the cry starts, he's like, I don't really shouldn't. Like, he adds the next part. And so he's like making it once at a time. It's not like he came in with a verse and spit the verse that he had written in his notebook. He literally was just coming up with the line lyrics like one line at a time. And he did the same thing for the verses. Like it was like, it I was mean, nuts.
It makes sense why it's a little stupid.
It's I know, but it makes sense that it's like, it's not a song. It's just like a series of like cool things to say.
I mean,
but
it's,
like,
it's perfect TikTok music.
But the thing, well, he predates TikTok, first of all. And second of
no,
all...
No, but I'm just saying, like, 15-second increments of songs are perfect.
Dude, that's the thing. He, like, he's more focused on, like, what's the melody of the next bar.
Yeah.
He's like, no. Okay, yeah. No. And then he'll be like, Zanny, all the pain out. Like, he'll, like, come up with the melody before the lyric. Because, like, he's thinking about it, like... musically, like what melody would sound sick over the beat here, like, and that's what I think is dope about him. Like he's like he does well what Drake does well, like the singing, sing rapping, and like the, you know, coming up with good hooks, although he's way better than Drake.
How long has it been since we've dropped an episode?
I don't know, 2 months or some shit.
Has it been 2 months?
Probably.
No fucking way.
At least.
It's definitely been a month because I was gone for the month of March. And I forgot, I gotta call you out because you did not. I gave my boy D-Cut over here the reins to the social media.
Go off.
Because he knew that I was taking a social media break for the month of March.
Mm-hmm. Go off, King.
This man did not do one fit pic.
I didn't post one post.
Not one fit pick.
Listen, the listeners may or may not know, I'm not on social media like
all
that.
All I wanted was a selfie. That's it.
I know. I'm not on social media like that, bro.
February 27th was our last step. So, like, a month and a half.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean?
You're right.
I am right.
Yeah.
Our episode will drop the 17th, so it's not 2 months.
You're right.
Okay, what are you looking at me for?
I'm looking at you
anyway,
you're right, and I'm shocked.
Anyway, my boy D-Cot did nothing on the Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, I regret it. I know all y'all love seeing it's my face out there on the internet, and you want more
and,
content.
And the dance
course.
Moves, of course, and the cleaning up after Greta Thunberg.
No, cleaning up for Greta Thunberg.
For her.
Shout out to Greta, okay? Shout out Greta. Love Greta.
She's all right. How old is she?
I don't know how to answer that. She's definitely young. She's still a teenager.
Yeah.
What is going on in that brain of yours right now,
man,
bro? There's some gears turning in there. That silence was deafening after asking me Greta Thunberg's age.
Well, it's just like, I don't understand why she's like she's not a politician, but like a huge public figure. I don't want to go down this road though.
It's because of that one thing she did. There was like a
What was it that she did?
There was like a big conference of world leaders thing, a climate world leaders thing, and she got up there and she I think admittedly has like a touch of the tism.
So well, she's like, got like she's a good public speaker.
She's
too.
Got well, she's got like low key no filter, and yeah, so that's why she went up there and she was like, "I don't get why the whole world is not like ridiculously pissed about the environment, like the climate crisis."
Yeah.
So she just got up there and she was like, "Shame on you!" to all the world leaders. She's like, "You don't do anything. You know what we have to do. My generation's gonna have to pay for this, and you're not doing anything." And she was just like, "Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!" And it was sick. And everybody just made her a star after that because they were just like, we need some more of this. Give me some more of that chick.
Yeah, I take back what I said. She's a G.
Yeah, dude. She's a G. And if you're anti-Greta Thunberg, you're on the same side as people with Blue Lives Matter stickers on the back of their pickup trucks.
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
And fuck, so, yeah, and fuck what's his name, too, that other guy that was like beefing with her. The sex trafficker dude.
Who's the sex chef?
Yeah, that guy. Fuck that guy. Yeah. That dude, South Park got that man.
Oh,
dude.
I didn't see.
Oh, it was funny. Just like the drawing they did of him was funny enough that I was like, that's just fucking ridiculous that they put him on there.
South Park is something else, dude.
Dude, have you watched any of the new South Park episodes? Yeah. Let me plug South
Park. I haven't watched in deep.
Dude, the new South Park episodes are just on another planet, and I know I feel like I've said this throughout the years when South Park's come out, but now just like because of the way the world is, like, bro, dude, example right here. So I think this was one season ago, or this might be the newest season, but there's an episode where, you know, Token.
Yes, I know Token. I believe his last name is Black and his full name is Token Black.
Yeah, but basically they're at school one day and like, they basically just switched Token's name in the show to Tolkien.
Tolkien as in J.R.R.
Like, yes, like named after J.R.R. Tolkien. Mm-hmm. And they all say that Stan's a racist because he thinks that his name is Token, where everyone else is just like, no, dude, his name's been Token this whole time. Like, what do you, why would his name be fucking
Token?
It's the Token
episode about gaslighting.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, dude, it's just so good.
I feel like gaslighting is a thing that they would have had to do an episode on like 2 years ago. Like South Park is always like, you know, finger on the pulse of like what's in the culture right now. We're going to make fun of it. Fucking PC Principal making fun of like, you know.
PC Principal was good. I mean, he's still on the show.
PC Principal was good.
Dude, he's a great character.
I know. I just love this content.
Dude, PC Principal is one of the best characters of South Park. How can you like disagree with that?
I mean,
it just his character, his two teeth, like right there.
Yeah,
hilarious.
I feel like I don't really fuck with South Park anymore. Like, I feel like,
why? Because they're too.
I feel like the humor
libertarian.
No, the humor is made for like 20-year-old edgelords. I feel like, and it's like when I was a 20-year-old.
What
edgelord,
is an edgelord?
It's like a guy that's like, oh, I'm edgy, and I say things that are dangerous. And like they're like, hey, you know what? I'm just stating facts when I say the majority of crime is committed by people of color. Like that. They're like, oh, is that a little too
wait,
edgy?
Wait. How does that make someone an edgelord?
Like, that's just there are like, people that think that
but
they're...
But is there something less stupid of a statement than that an edgelord can make? Because that's a bad example.
I think it's maybe not a great example, but I feel like you'll see it all the time when it's like there'll be like a post of something and then like the comment underneath.
I feel like you've called me an edgelord before.
Yeah, because you say things to be like, oh, it's
what, like people are ugly?
No, that was just you being fucking I don't know what term I want to use that isn't you being.
True.
But see, this is what an edgelord would say. An edgelord would be like, what? They're ugly. Is that too, like, you know what I mean? Like, an edgelord, I don't know. I'm doing a terrible job of describing it, and the listeners are probably getting mad at me right now, but it's like somebody that would comment something under a post that's, like, edgy, and, like, nobody wants to talk about it, but I'll talk about it. And it's like, nobody wants to talk about it because racist, what you're saying. Like,
what about, like, conspiracy?
Nah, I feel like edgelords aren't really conspiracy theorists. It's more like, like those people are just laughed at by everybody. I feel like like if we're talking about like dumb conspiracy theorists, like
well, what do you consider a dumb conspiracy?
Like the ones like the world is flat and like
okay, yeah, that's number one. You know what I mean? Dumbest conspiracy.
Yeah, so like
all right, but what else? I mean,
Hollow Earth, I guess, would be kind of pretty dumb too.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Like, it's like, I feel like physics, like, it's like,
all right, yeah, wait. Let's keep listing bad conspiracies.
Well, the thing I think you should be asking is, like, what isn't a dumb conspiracy? And it's like, I think ones that could 9/11. Be plausible
with JFK.
Like, a JFK assassination thing, or, like, I mean, 100% there are true conspiracy theories, like, crack being distributed by the government to black neighborhoods in the inner city, yes, and shit like that. And like the police and government assassinating black leaders during the civil rights movement.
Yes. Like, I feel like most assassinations in general,
Killed Malcolm, I think, were Black Panthers, but the Black Panthers didn't kill Malcolm.
Yeah, you know, but what about Fred Hampton too?
Yeah, and, dude, no, he was just murdered by police.
What was the other guy? Fuck.
But like, dude, there are like conspiracy theories like that. Another dumb conspiracy theory might be that Stevie could see.
Dude, it's true though.
See what I mean?
Why is he looking at the camera in every fucking picture?
You can't see where he's looking, bro.
Dude, I'll bring up pictures right now and show you.
Dude, the funniest one is
Stevie Wonder can
see. Yeah, we're talking about Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder can see.
There's a video where like it's like a We Are the World-esque group of like famous people singing on a stage, and then somebody's walking across a group of people and they like trip over a wire and like a mic stand starts to fall and Stevie Wonder catches it. Everybody's like, "See? See? He did."
Speaking of Stevie Wonder, do you think anyone has as big a amazing and terrible collection of music? There are so many Stevie Wonder songs that dude, I'll lose my mind if I have to sit there and listen to the whole thing. And then there are so many that I'm like, this is the dopest shit ever.
I feel like it's like, I would say out of one side of my mouth that it's like, people don't talk about Stevie Wonder enough. People don't give Stevie Wonder enough props.
I agree.
But on the other side of my mouth, I would say I am white, and that's why. It's like the world I grew up with is a world that was more focused on the Billy Joels of the world than the fucking Stevie Wonders. You know what I mean? So it's like if I grew up with a different type of background, perhaps it'd be like, Stevie's been a god since day one. Yeah, you know what I mean?
True.
But I do feel like, you know, perhaps in white circles exclusively, Stevie, like, dude, so influential. Like, you know how many fucking rap beats are based on samples of his fucking songs?
Like
he has influenced decades worth of music. There are people that like are rewriting hooks today that are just based on like his melodies and shit. Like, he's goated.
Shout out.
We're a pro Stevie Wonder podcast.
Even though at least one of these hosts thinks he totally can see.
Yeah, definitely only one of these hosts.
There are pictures where he is far away, just looking right at the camera, making a face.
Oh, like, my God, dude.
Just stop.
Oh, my God. That's what constitutes evidence in your mind?
Yeah, dude. Like, the thing with him catching a mic stand, like, you know, they say blind people can, like, their senses increase, whatever.
This is you being an edgelord.
I'm saying he might have been.
This is you being an edgelord.
Why?
Saying that the Suns have no chance of winning the finals is you being an edgelord.
No. I said that I don't see them winning the finals.
You can't envision any scenario in which they win the finals.
Yes. That is what I'm saying. This year.
That's what I just said, right?
I don't know.
That's the same as saying there's no possible way that they win the finals.
I'm just Googling Stevie Wonder not
blind. Yo. Damn.
So funny.
That's going to get you flat.
I would love to get him on the podcast.
On a list. You would love to get him on a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think I think it'd be really good for us if we got Stevie Wonder on the podcast. I don't think that's going to happen, bro. I don't think that's possible.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, I don't think that is.
Shout out KG.
I don't think it's physically possible.
He's such a fucking G. Also, how come we haven't found the cure for blindness yet? Like, what's up with that? Isn't that ridiculous? feel like we can do so much with the eyes and we can't cure blindness yet.
Bro, what?
What do you mean, what?
I think blindness is caused by a great many things, and a lot of them are, like, irreparable, like, damage to the eyes.
Yeah, so just get some fucking cyborg eye up in there.
Okay, good point.
I saw some stupid clickbait that said we'll be able to upload dead people in the next couple of years.
You're going to what?
That, not me. I'm saying that humans will be able to upload dead people.
Upload to what?
The cloud.
Upload what to the cloud?
I don't know. Their consciousness.
All right, you vamp on this for a second.
I mean, I'll believe it when I see it, but personally, I don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, until Decock gets back, let's talk about the New York Rangers for a minute because it's the greatest team all right, of all time.
Dude, all right, okay. So
they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
I feel like there's another team from the Northeast that would have a better argument as being called the greatest team of all time at the moment.
Regular season, sure.
Yeah, it might be the team that has the most wins.
First of all, I'm proud that you are up on it enough to know that the Bruins are doing that good.
I
think
it's hard to avoid that. I mean, I avoid hockey, but like it's hard to avoid that when it's all over the news.
I mean, they broke all the records. It's the greatest regular season of all time. Mm-hmm. That being said, none of the greatest regular season teams of all time have ever won the Stanley Cup.
Rules are made to be broken. Sounds like it's time for a change.
I guess, but we'll see. It's going to be a tough road.
Would you say the Bruins are really good?
Yeah.
Could you envision a scenario in which they win the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Okay.
But
do you think they win? Do you think they lose because no team that's been the greatest regular season? Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
What the real
so what?
The real reasons I think that I've been comparing the Bruins all year to Bitcoin when Bitcoin was at like almost 80K, where it's just like everything that goes up, it's got to come down.
I don't think that.
And anyway, let me keep going here.
That's not
the Bruins have
thing
the Bruins
say.
Have
that's
had an easy the Bruins have had an easy schedule. They have faced some adversity through the year.
The whole season just means just you listen. Play like everybody.
No, but how it's, is that but easy? It's all it's everybody plays it's like the way it's divvied up. It's true.
What?
Their strength of schedule. Don't even get into this. And anyway, they haven't really learned to lose, which like a good team needs lose. So let me just lay out why they're not going to win the Stanley Cup real quick. It's quick. I do think they could lose in the first round. I don't think they will. They're going to lose in the second round because Toronto, if you might know, has not won a playoff series since, I don't know, I was like fucking six. And they're
since what? Since Cujo was the goalie?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like 2003, 2004.
You like how I dropped that on you?
Yeah,
right
Curtis
there?
Joseph. Can you believe he's not in the Hall of Fame? It's embarrassing. But anyway, Toronto is going to win. They're going to beat the Lightning in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to break that curse.
The Tampa Bay Lightning?
Yeah,
Aren't they still pretty good?
Yeah, very good. But I think Toronto's going to beat them.
It would be an upset for Toronto.
No, I think Toronto has home.
They're a higher seed.
I think that I don't know that for sure, but I think they are. They're pretty much even, those two teams.
Sick.
And because Toronto is going to move into the second round, they're going to have the momentum and they're going to beat the Bruins.
You think so?
Yeah, and then the Rangers are going to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow, I mean, that sounds like a great scenario for you.
I mean, like, this is the most confident I've ever been in a sports team.
Really?
That I'm a fan of.
There's no Yankee years? You're maybe a little more confident?
No.
You are saying you are confident in the New York Rangers' ability to win the Cup this year more than any Yankees team that those fucks have trotted out with, like, umpteen Hall of Famers on the fucking roster.
Yeah. Most of the Hall of Famers
Most
of the Hall of Famers that the Yankees had were on non-winning teams and at the end of their career. Like when the Yankees won most
Tell
of their
Tell me
ships,
about it, because they're
it
fucking
was like
bummed.
Young players, you know what I mean?
Hey, let me get Kenny Lofton when he's fucking 38 or something.
Hey, I mean, it's all good. We got Anthony Volpe now, so calm down.
Okay.
But yeah, I just I I don't see a scenario where a team's beating the Rangers in seven games in a series this year.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what it comes down to.
You're a pretty terrible analyst of sports.
But so. I'll tell you, I think the Bruins are probably the second best team in the NHL. I mean,
you're fucking so ridiculous. You're such a homer. It's insane.
Whatever. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I guess we will.
We'll come back to episode 78 and be like, wow, that episode fucking sucked.
Yeah, this has been trash.
But, you know, the people need to hear something.
Yeah. I don't know if this is it,
we're
Chief.
50 minutes in. We're talking about something. We talked about the restaurant for a minute, so.
Yeah. You know, I've been to a couple restaurants around here recently.
Yo, also, you went to fucking, wait, where'd you go around here?
Why? What were you just going to say? Keep that energy. No, I want to hear your.
11, was it 11 Madison Park? Is that where you went?
What's that?
Okay, it wasn't you then. Wait, am I thinking of the wrong place? Ah, fuck, this is going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
You went to a fancy restaurant in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
Oh, in the Seagram's building?
Yeah, 11 Madison Park. Yeah, okay, I'm not a fucking dumbass.
It's called The Grill. I think it was called, like, The Grill or something.
Maybe it was a different... Maybe it was someone else I saw went to 11 Madison Park.
Yeah, I don't think it was me.
11 Madison Park's, like, a super bougie... I think it's... Might have 3 Michelin stars restaurant. No. In New York. Okay.
Never mind. I haven't been there.
All right, well, where did you go around here?
I went to Slow Road recently.
Nice. Was it good?
She was popping, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
I like the vibes there.
Yeah. It's good shit.
It's good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
They usually got good music playing, too.
Yeah.
Which I've started to notice super important to me. I'll leave a bar like within 10 minutes if the music's really bad.
Yeah, but you're an edgelord.
Well, I also just don't really drink a lot, so I'm just like...
Yeah.
Can't do that shit.
I went to Pickerel, the new place that's in Three Luongo.
Yep.
I mean, it was good, but, you know, wasn't James. I forget what it looked like when I went there.
But ice cream is banging.
I don't remember if I got it.
I have some in the freezer. I'll let you try some.
It's funny.
Yeah. Millie. Shout out Millie, dude. Millie makes some fucking sick ice cream.
Mm-hmm. What kind of ice cream is it?
What do I have in my freezer?
Yeah.
I have plant-based pistachio with chocolate cookie dough
okay. In
it. And then I have like a... I hope I'm not butchering these, but she had like an Easter sale, and I was like, I got to cop some shit.
So the whole ice cream is plant-based on the pistachio one, right? Is that what you're saying? Like it's like rice cream or something?
That's what it said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is like, I think it's cinnamon cream cheese with carrot fudge and raisins.
That sounds bomb.
Bro, she's got her shit down, bro.
That's bomb.
I've been, like, the Providence ice cream game is really serious.
Oh, speak on it.
Like, big feeling, banging.
Mm-hmm.
That place that does, like, the bubble cow, banging.
Mm-hmm.
Even fucking Tricycle with the fucking little sandwiches, they're so good.
Really?
You know what I mean? I feel like, I just feel it. And shout out Millie, her ice cream's so fucking good. But, like, I don't know if it's, like, a trend thing that's happening in Providence. But I feel like ice cream has been taken off, and it's great.
We all scream.
We do.
We do.
You want to hear an edgelord take?
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's isn't that good.
I mean, yeah, if you're talking, like, you can take any commercial product and be like, it's not that good. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you can't.
It could always be better, but, like.
You can't be like, yo, Coca-Cola, not that good.
If you're an edgelord, you could.
Yeah, there could totally be a better soda flavor.
Yo, Old Bay seasoning, not
just,
that good.
You're just like not thinking outside the box enough.
Yeah, there are some, I guess, unassailables. But like Ben and Jerry's, I guess that is an edgelord take because I like them and I think they make, you know, their thing is we make, you know, crazy mix-ins and they're the best at that. Like, but, like, yeah, if you're like, I want a nice chocolate ice cream, of course, you're not going to go to Ben & Jerry's or a nice vanilla, you know?
But I feel like Ben & Jerry's, because of what they do, like, trust me, I like Ben & Jerry's fucks. There are some ice cream flavors of Ben & Jerry's mm-hmm. I can't get enough of.
Just Max.
But they've just kind of, like, talk about capitalism here, kind of, like, have taken over the ice cream game in the in the sense that, like, if I go to get ice cream at the gas station right now, there's not really many options other than Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, but that's at the gas station.
I know, but like anywhere that other than Stop and Shop, it's kind of the same way. I mean, there are other options, but like, listen, I'm a Haagen-Dazs guy.
At Stop and Shop, there's mad shit. There's mad Haagen-Dazs.
I'm saying outside of Stop and Shop.
Okay, sorry.
The options are limited.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just think Ben and Jerry's is just like, it's too much.
Yeah, it's like if you're looking for just a pint of Haagen-Dazs,
like if I want a fucking peanut butter Twix marshmallow ice cream, dope, right? Like, sounds good.
It sounds a little.
What I don't want is a whole Twix bar in there. I want it crumbled up.
I kind of
where I've gotten like full ass chocolate bars where I'm like, yo, half this pint is just a chocolate bar.
Bro, I would say I hear what you're saying, but I would say one of my favorite ice cream flavors is cookies and cream, aka Oreo. And if
is it your favorite or is it one of your favorites?
It's probably my favorite if you're talking about ice cream flavors that you can get everywhere.
Yeah, just like all time like, basic flavor.
You like cookies honestly, and cream? Yeah, cookies and cream is banging. And if you get a fatty chunk of Oreo in there, where, you know, there's two distinct Oreo cookies with the cream in between.
Yo, you
know,
like you get funny, a, it's a funny, fatty it's chunk funny of, that and you're like, yes. It's funny that you say that because I was going to bring up that the one Ben and Jerry's that gets a pass is mint Oreo because it's nice when you get that full ass. The big Oreo, okay. I want full ass Oreos. I don't want full ass Twix bars.
Yeah, well, who's putting full-ass Twix bars? You're building a straw man.
Ben and Jerry.
No,
I got a full Twix. I got a full, unbroken Twix bar and a Ben and Jerry's pint one time. And it's funny to think that I was disappointed by something.
Yeah, you're mad about it?
Like, no, mad is not the word. A little disappointed. It was just a little bit of a turnoff.
Wow. What's your favorite? Is your favorite that mint Oreo? Ben and Jerry's
flavor? Ben and Jerry? Yeah. My favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor?
Yes.
It's probably Coffee Heath Bar.
Ooh, go off, King.
Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Okay, Coffee Mental Heath Bar. I love it.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite Ben and Jerry's.
I would sit, do that Milk and Cookies they came out with like 5 or 10 years ago or whatever.
The Colbert Report one's pretty good.
Americone Dream.
It's all right.
I do the Milk and Cookies hits.
For me, the best brand name ice cream, Haagen-Dazs caramel cone.
Wow,
that shit is just
Haagen-Dazs is what I would reach for if I'm looking for just a plain ice cream flavor, like
it's the
French
best.
Vanilla.
It's the best. You know, it's the best.
Okay,
is it best?
All right, I'll give you that.
Honestly, Talenti is pretty good too. Talenti's got like a raspberry cheesecake flavor. That shit fucks.
Okay,
that shit goes hard. That's Waka Flocka Flame hard in the paint.
One hood ass ice cream. Got a main bitch and a mistress.
Remember that? Like, never mind. I'm not going to go down that road.
Yeah.
We're not having a brick squad moment here.
I do remember.
Yeah. What else do we got to talk about?
Let's see.
We've 6ix9ine's back.
Oh, yeah. You like his new, we got to talk about new music, dude.
Well, I don't even want to talk about his music. I just want to talk about him as like a marketing strategist where now he's just going around different areas of the world and finding a popular artist and making a song with them.
Yeah, he's trying to cling to fame.
Smart.
It's pathetic.
What? You want to talk new music?
You hear the new Lil Yachty? Came out a while ago.
I'm not interested. I haven't heard
That's your mistake. It's like a fucking...
I think I heard like a clip of one of the songs.
It's like a psychedelic rock album. It's sick.
Okay.
It's nuts.
If that's the way you're putting it, I'll give it a try.
The first track is straight Dark Side of the Moon. Like okay. It's the chord progression, everything is straight.
I'll give it a try.
And then the rest of it is giving lots of Tame Impala vibes, shit like that. Like it's very...
I don't really like Tame Impala.
I mean, but do you like Lil Boat doing Tame Impala? It's pretty funny, dude.
I mean, we'll see it.
It's worth checking out.
He's a sick producer, so like it's worth... tapping
dude,
into
the album. It's like it's like okay, this is interesting coming from Lil Yachty.
He took the walk to Poland. Well, you don't know that song?
I have no idea. What
you don't know that song?
No, what song are you talking
about?
The
Lil Yachty song?
Which one is it?
I talk the walk.
Okay, I don't
to
know.
To Poland.
Yeah, no, I don't know this.
It's so ridiculous. Anyway. How do you not know this Lil Yachty songs, but you're fucking shaming me for not listening to his new
album? I'm not shaming you. I just asked. I'm shaming you for dismissively saying you're not interested without even listening to my pitch.
Okay, yeah, that was ignorant of me. I apologize.
Yeah, you don't need to apologize. It's fine. It's par for the course. You deal with an edgelord.
You haven't heard the song?
I think I heavily established that I haven't.
This is fire.
I took the walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is heat.
This. I took the walk.
Look at the album art.
To Poland.
This is fire.
I've been feeling like I'm keen in.
All right, honestly, listening to that 45 seconds now, I'm probably going to listen to the new Lil Yachty album tomorrow.
Did you listen to the new T-Pain?
T-Pain has a new album
now? Dude, T-Pain dropped a covers album.
Whoa.
It's like seven covers. Track one, A Change Gon' Come. Sam Cooke, dude.
Interesting.
The last track, fucking War Pigs, dude.
What?
His War Pigs is insane. You gotta have to play it, I guess.
I'm not gonna play it. I'm just looking at what else is on it.
Dude,
Don't Stop Believing.
Tennessee Whiskey.
Stay with me. Damn.
The Stay With Me is fucking Sam Smith or whatever. Dude, think about T-Pain doing War Pigs and Tennessee Whiskey.
That sounds lit.
It's fire. His War Pigs is out of control. It's so good. You listen to that? The new Posty, new Drake, anything else?
There's a new Drake album?
I heard a new Drake song, like, came out like a week.
I don't fuck with Post Malone. How about more important, have you looked at the Jazz Fest lineup?
Yeah, dude.
What day are you going?
I told you I got a 3-day pass, bro.
You got the 3-day pass?
People go, yeah.
For Jazz and Folk Fest?
Folk Fest, I'm on, like, the wait list.
Because Folk Fest sucks? Oh, no, you're on the wait list?
Never yeah, mind. It's
all right. Like, your face went negative.
I'm on, like, the wait list, so, like, when, like, they'll email me or, like, notify me. Like the week before.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Be like, you have 10 minutes or whatever to
got
buy.
You.
And I'll probably buy them. But,
I'm definitely going to Sunday Jazz Fest.
Yeah. That's the Herbie day, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to miss Thundercat?
I think so.
I mean, I already went the year they had Herbie and Thundercat last time.
I've never seen Herbie. I saw Thundercat in New York once.
Dude, he's going to play that keytar, dude. He slays the keytar.
Yeah, of course.
It's sick.
I've already looked into some of the other artists on Sunday, and I was like, yeah, I fuck with this more than I fuck with the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like Somi.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know who that is, but I listened to her, like, five of her tracks. I was like, this is going to smack.
Yeah.
This is going to be dope.
Dope. I'm lit for
I was so fest. Mad I didn't go last year, so I'm definitely going this
yeah.
year. And I bought Billy Woods ticket. Oh, dude, the new Billy Woods album? That's what we should be talking about.
Oh, tell people.
Oh, man. Maps comes out. In May, the first song came out already with Sam mm-hmm. with Sam Herring and Kenny Siegel as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't listen to Billy Woods, though.
Nope.
I'll give you the new song. The new song is called FaceTime. But basically, Billy Woods and Kenny Siegel dropped this album called Hiding Places in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like taken off for like underground hip hop in a lot of ways.
Okay.
And now this is the second album of those two teaming up.
All right. Sweet.
It's going to be ill.
I'm happy for you.
I'm so excited.
This is exciting.
I'm going to see them in New York.
Yay. Where at? Where they
I might have to bring you, actually.
Yeah, let's do it.
They're playing at Baby's All Right. It's a okay. Thursday night, though.
What borough is that?
Brooklyn.
Okay.
Bushwick. Or might be Williamsburg, but yeah, like around there.
Sweet.
You want to come?
Bet.
All right.
When is it?
Jesse's coming, too.
When?
6-1.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to commit right here.
I think I might have a pop-up around them, but then I'm good.
We'll see.
Ooh, maybe, maybe a little hint for the internet detectives out
there. We need a menu first.
Yeah, that's true.
And an easy one, because last time was too hard.
Yeah, you had to get kicked off the line, bro.
You know what?
We're not going to rehash this.
You know what they say? If it's too hard, quit.
Get the fuck out of the kitchen, dude. If you can't stand the elevated temperature. All right, wrap this shit up, B.
The chickens aren't burnt.
Then you did it wrong.
All right, cool. Well, thank no one for coming on because it's just us.
Sorry, y'all. Sorry, this was a real slog.
Yeah, but at least you got something. And I mean, we're back, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Max Messier Richter.
I'm Dan Connor.
And we fucking run this bitch.
Listen to Lil Yachty. Sorry, he's got the kitchen.